And then when you had the opportunity to go to Alaska, kind of from something that was a bad luck to good luck, where did you go here in Alaska?
I came to University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Okay.
And it was basically a coin toss, whether to go to, I didn't know anything about Alaska, really. Lee said, go to Fairbanks, they have a better geology department. And, it just looked like it was further north, the main reason I picked Fairbanks. I thought for a while about just coming up here to work, but I basically got off the plane and went, oh, I think I'll go to school, it's something I know. I was going to drive up with another crew member, but his VW didn't make it to the border, so I ended up taking the plane from Seattle, and I just came up and went to school, enrolled at the university, and started going to classes in the fall of 73, and I think the first person I met in the department was John Cook, and he was the chairman at the time, and I was interested. One of the early weekends, I first went out with Roger Powers and Tom Hamilton, and we went down to a dry creek site I can't remember why we were down there. We were just doing some kind of exploring. They discovered the site a while earlier, and we just went out there to kind of check it out one weekend. But then I, took classes throughout the winter, and sometime midwinter, I was in one of Cook's classes, and John said that there was work going on up north and that they needed a crew to go up and excavate at Attigan. I didn't even know where that was. And he was looking for volunteers. And I volunteered, and he said, no, you can't go because you're a woman. I don't know if John told you this story, too. It'd be interesting to hear his version of it. And so, I was pretty disappointed and said, okay, fine, And then later on, he asked again, and I said, well, there's still no chance, and he said, probably not. But then he called us in for a meeting, and it was quite a bit later. It was, a couple months later, and called us in for a meeting. The people that he had picked to go, and we all got together up in the department. It was up in, I can't remember the name of the building anymore, and that's the first time I really met a fair number of the students. I think most of them were graduate students. And, that's not true. I'd met them at the Little AAA and a couple other things. But, all of a sudden we were all together, and the next thing we knew, we were on an airplane, an F-27 headed for Galbraith Lake. And there was no haul road, of course. There was nothing on the ground. The Hickel Highway was further to the west. And, it was basically, for us, it was the very beginning. They had just started the work. So we flew in, we landed on the ice at Galbraith. And I remember looking down over this. The first thing I remember is Cook's telling, Ruth Croxton was the other female, and Ruth and I were talking to each other. And I didn't know Ruth very well. I got to know her then. And Ruth said, that's when John told us that he had gotten the call the night before not to let the women on the plane, and that he had manifested us under our initials. And he tells us of this when we're on the airplane, So Ruth and I were, Ruth was with her boyfriend, Dave, but I was sitting there going, what did I get myself into? Where am I? And I remember looking down and seeing all these little dots, and I was thinking, it looked like the prairie in the wintertime. There are no trees or anything. And I thought, oh, those are horses. Well, they weren't. They were caribou, but it looked the same to me. It just looked like prairie. And we landed on the ice and got off, and I remember Jim Hill coming up to the airplane and saying, what are you women doing here? You're not supposed to be here. John said, well, this is my crew. Take them or leave them. And that was the beginning, basically. And we were, I was 20 years old. Ruth was 22. That was the Attigan site the first time. And we would drive up, every day from the camp. There was a large camp at Galbraith Lake, and we'd drive out in a truck every day and go out to the site. And it was cold, and we really didn't get much accomplished. But we were there for a week or so. That was the first time. It was April of 1974.